What has made you decide that you're ready to get back, that you want to get back into city?
Well, it's my hometown. I'll be 70 when I get done, if I get elected. I'm not going to run when I'm 70. The last time, the opportunity arose, and I don't like some of the things that they've done in the past, in 2 years and before. I want to make sure it doesn't occur again.
What are some of those things? What are some of those things that stand out?
Well, the deficit spending, for one thing. Hiding funds from the council. I think our priorities are not in line. I think that's true today. And I want to help him get to the point where we can function as a government without having the top 5% of taxing bodies in the state of Iowa, where we are now.
What would your priorities be? What are your areas?
My number one goal is to grow the city, to the point where we can retain the wealth that that produces and retain the people rather than having our best and brightest leave, which happens all the time here.
What would be the city council's role? What is the city council's role in growing the tax base, improving the community? How do they play that factor?
City council's role, I think, is to provide the basic services and then get out of the way. Let that private enterprise function.
And I was going to say that sometimes can be difficult for a council to
well,
do.
Well, certainly.
How do you get them to step away?
Well, it has to be a mutually agreed upon goal. The idea is you're going to make to agree on the goal first. If they agree on the goal and the methods by which you're going to attain that goal, then they'll slip away because that's part of the methods. Yeah.
Biggest thing that the city does is crafting the multi-million-dollar budget. When it comes budget times, how do you approach that? How do you prioritize that for yourself?
Well, myself.
Well, your view of how you'd like to see budget process and such.
I would hope the city manager would take a look at the income is presently being produced, subtract a figure off of that, and say, here's what I have to spend. And then take the priorities the council has set and attain those priorities.
Kind of an approach, the county is kind of moving towards that approach. Instead of saying, here's the requests and then we'll try to fund them, here's our funding.
Right. Well, I don't think that the government taxation service providers module of city government is sustainable today. I think you have to make some changes in how you do business. Otherwise, we won't be in business. We'll be bankrupt.
What would that entail? What would you see?
I would see, first of all, defining the key core functions the city provides, and the second thing would be then to prioritize those items, those functions that can be done better by private enterprise or a combination of city ownership and private management, and along those lines of changing the way we run the non-essential functions of the city.
So it's kind of the idea of this is a city priority, the city should be handling this. This is one that, you know what, we could find somebody in the community.
Could be an amenity. It could be a function that one time was served by the private sector and the city took it over, which I think that's what garbage is, for example. Amenity like the pool. We know we have a very good water park, completely 100% privately run, privately owned. Why is the city going to try and be in that same business? I question why we would do that, why we would spend any kind of money on a swimming pool.
What would be those certainties that would be city backed? What would be
public safety, police and fire, and streets? After that, everything gets a little blurry, you know? Although some public safety items like fire are combinations in some instances of private management and volunteers. I'm not suggesting that necessarily, but I'll give you that there are even exceptions to the core functions. Streets, many street departments in this country are privately managed, and in fact they don't even do their own patching. A contract with the patching. We know administration is a blurry area. We have a treasurer in Dixon, Illinois. I call her the horse thief and treasurer. Okay, they stole $26 million from the city of Dixon. They didn't even know that it was missing. Okay, so administration is suspect also. And after that, it gets really blurry.
As you've been out talking to people, as you announced, and then now that we're to the runoff here, what have people been telling
you? I don't like that term, runoff.
the special elections.
Yeah.
What have people been talking to you about? What have they come to you about?
Well, tax rate is always number one. Tax rate has always been number one. Number two is streets. Streets, I mean, I don't think they're dissatisfied with fire or ambulance services, which is a fire department function, or the police department. I do think that the ambulance needs to be tightened up a little bit because we're losing money. Thank you to Medicare and other people, Aetna and Blue Cross and all of our friends. But they have a problem with streets. Our streets are in terrible shape. Right now we're using temporary patches on permanent streets. And I think that's a ridiculous situation. That defies logic why you would temporarily patch a permanent street. I moved into my new house, existing house, but new to me, a year and a half ago, and they've come by and patched the potholes in front of my house two times in that year and a half.
How would you approach it? What would you want to see the strategy be when it comes to streets?
Well, we had the same problem back in the 90s, okay? Our streets were just in terrible shape. We prioritized streets. We knew we couldn't necessarily make every street a permanent street. The seal coat was the answer for many neighborhood streets. We had programs set up where the people could buy into that and pay a certain portion of it to convert to a permanent street. That worked for some. We took an aggressive stance on reconstruction. That meant a lot of bonding. We wasted our bonding capabilities now. We have to clean that up first and then set the plan together to go ahead and begin to reconstruct streets.
So it's kind of the idea, get the city's finances in order.
City's finances.
And then you can...
And that won't happen. And that won't happen in 3 or 4 years. That's going to take 10 years minimum to get that squared away.
What's the biggest first step to fix the finances?
Pay down debt. Well, first step is no more deficits. The biggest step after that is pay down the debt. We knocked it from 80.5% in 2012 to 72 or 73% now. So that's they made some good strides there. But we've got a lot of debt. We've got, hang on a minute, I'll just tell you what we got. Because it's scary. It really is. To me, it's scary. You know what I mean? Our limit is $55 million. And we were at $44 million. We didn't have any wiggle room at all. When you throw the sewer revenue bonds on top of that, our total debt was $63 million.
It's almost you just kind of just keep chipping away. That's the biggest thing, keep chipping away.
No, the biggest thing is don't refinance your debt. Every time we refinanced the debt, they weren't paying anything off. They were just using that money for more operating. That got it bigger and bigger all the time. That was part of it. I think that if we say we're going to pay a bond off in 10 years, we'll pay it off in 10 years under the current schedule. And if we don't do that, shame on us.
What other issue is out? Any other issues out there? We touched, I mean, obviously, budget, roads, public safety.
Sure.
Anything else?
Well, the non-essentials. Every non-essential is an issue. You know what the term NIMBY means. Not in my backyard. And that's, you say I want to talk about cutting general funds subsidy to the library, and all the library supporters come out. You want to cut the pool, so all the pool supporters come out. You know, anytime you want to do something, it's not in my backyard. It's just that simple. So that is always the issue. That's the emotional issue, but the rational issue really is finances and structure. Infrastructure. We have terrible street maintenance and sewer maintenance, infrastructure maintenance due to neglect. And we have terrible residential, non-city owned, residential maintenance neglect. We have a lot of slumming houses in this community. We need to get that squared away. And I can't do that, and the government can't do that. The only person who can do that is the guy who owns it. We need to motivate them to do something.
Really? We've covered all the final. Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else that voters should know?
Vote for me. I'm asking for the voters, you know, to consider me because I have the 40 years experience. I'm a veteran. I have 25 years experience in the commissions and the committees and the board of zoning board of adjustment and the city council. I'm a lifelong resident. My kids were born here. One of my kids still lives here. I have grandkids. So I'm old enough to know better, all right?